黄浦区2022学年度第一学期高三年级期中调研测试英语试卷
1. Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said.The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. I'll have my coffee with cow's milk, and I'll have it here, please.
No problem. Take a seat.And we will bring that over.
Question. Where does this conversation most probably take place?
Two. When you only have the things you need, your life is very simple. Like, it's easy to find everything in the house.
And it only takes 20 minutes to clean.
Question.What are the two speakers mainly talking about?
3. Why am I so afraid of a bridge? Why aren't the books helping me? Why can't you help me?
I am helping you, Grace. The books are helping too. You're going to cross this bridge by yourself. You will.Now keep going.
Question. What is the man doing?
4. Many people are devoting themselves to preserving these dying languages.
Why do they want to do that? There are so many languages. Isn't it easier when people speak the same language anyway?
Question.What can we learn from the conversation?
5. It's okay to buy new clothes, but don't spend so much. Money doesn't grow on tree, you know?
You always say that. Maybe you should get a second job if you're so worried about it.
Question. What does the man imply?
6. Do you multitask while you study or attend class?
Well, yeah, I do, for sure. I text my friends during class a lot, especially during long, boring lectures. It's hard to concentrate.
Question. Why does the woman multitask in class?
7. I put off hard assignments.Sometimes I just don't know how to get started. And besides, there are so many fun things to do in college.
That's true. But for me, I hate putting things off. It's too stressful. Besides, I think you need to think about what you want to achieve after college, which might help you concentrate on your schoolwork.
Question. What does the man advise the woman to do?
8. Okay, so our last question. Which strategies do you want to try? Me? I'm definitely to schedule my time better.
Really? All that stuff about lists and schedules sounds like too much work.
Question. What does the woman think of the man's strategy?
9. Why do you like soccer?
Why? Huh, that is not even a question in Brazil. Soccer is our life. It is an art. It's like music. Does anyone ever ask you, why do you like music?
Question. What can we know about the woman from the conversation?
10. Hi, I am looking to get a wine with my steak. What do you recommend?
Any of our house specials will pair nicely with your steak.
Question. What does the woman imply?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear one longer conversation and two short passages. After each conversation or passage, you'll be asked several questions. The conversation and the passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 14 are based on the following conversation.
Good morning. My name is Carol, and I'd like to welcome you to the City Barter Network. First, I want to tell you a little about bartering, what bartering is. Then I'll explain how you can barter in our network. Okay, let's get started. First of all, do you know what bartering is?
Bartering is trading stuff, right? Like, I trade my car for your computer or something like that?
Well, that's one kind of bartering, exchanging one item for another item. But in our barter network, we only exchange services, things you can do for another person.
Oh, I see.
Well, here's how it works. First, when you join the network, you sign your name on our member list, and you list all of the services you can provide. Then, every member gets a copy of the list, or they can read it on our website.
So, what kind of services do members provide?
Well, most members provide services that a lot of people need, like cooking, cleaning, or fixing things. But some people provide more unusual services, like taking photographs, designing a website, or even giving music lessons.
Wow, that's great.
It sure is. But remember that when you barter, you need to provide a service before you can get one. So that brings me to the next step, how to barter. After you become a member, another member can ask you to provide a service to do something for them. For every hour of work you do for someone, you earn one time dollar.
So you can earn money?
Well, no, you can't. Time dollars aren't real money. Basically, each time dollar just equals 1 hour of time that you spend providing a service. Later, you can spend your time dollars to get a service from someone else.
So, all the members earn one time dollar per hour, no matter what kind of work they do?
Yes, that's right. In our network, everyone's time is equal. No service is more valuable than another one.
I have a question. What if you don't know how to do anything? I mean, I don't really have any skills.
Can you walk?
Walk? Well, of course I can walk.
Okay, it's a deal. You can do dog walking. I need someone to take my dog for a walk when I'm not home. Why don't you do it?
Well, I suppose I could.
Great. It looks like you are ready to barter. But let's get signed up first. Next, I'll pass out some forms.
Now listen again, please.
Good morning. My name is Carol, and I'd like to welcome you to the City Barter Network. First, I want to tell you a little about bartering, what bartering is. Then, I'll explain how you can barter in our network. Okay, let's get started. First of all, do you know what bartering is?
Bartering is trading stuff, right? Like, I trade my car for your computer or something like that?
Well, that's one kind of bartering, exchanging one item for another item. But in our barter network, we only exchange services, things you can do for another person.
Oh, I see.
Well, here's how it works. First, when you join the network, you sign your name on our member list, and you list all of the services you can provide. Then, every member gets a copy of the list, or they can read it on our website.
So, what kind of services do members provide?
Well, most members provide services that a lot of people need, like cooking, cleaning, or fixing things. But some people provide more unusual services, like taking photographs, designing a website, or even giving music lessons.
Wow, that's great.
It sure is. But remember that when you barter, you need to provide a service before you can get one. So that brings me to the next step, how to barter. After you become a member, another member can ask you to provide a service to do something for them. For every hour of work you do for someone, you earn one time dollar.
So you can earn money?
Well, no, you can't. Time dollars aren't real money. Basically, each time dollar just equals 1 hour of time that you spend providing a service. Later, you can spend your time dollars to get a service from someone else.
So, all the members earn one time dollar per hour, no matter what kind of work they do?
Yes, that's right. In our network, everyone's time is equal. No service is more valuable than another one.
I have a question. What if you don't know how to do anything? I mean, I don't really have any skills.
Can you walk?
Walk? Well, of course I can walk.
Okay, it's a deal. You can do dog walking. I need someone to take my dog for a walk when I'm not home. Why don't you do it?
Well, I suppose I could.
Great. It looks like you are ready to barter. But let's get signed up first. Next, I'll pass out some forms. Questions 11. What is traded in the City Barter Network?
Which of the statements is true about time dollar?
13. Why does Carol recommend the man to do dog walking?
14. What will the man most probably do next?
15-17 are based on the following passage.
I'm a makeup designer who creates the look of the characters for a film. I come up with the ideas and the concepts and how a character is going to look. I look at the totality of the person, the hair, skin tone, who is this person going to be. So it is delicacy and a sleight of colors and details on a person's face and body. I've worked with everyone, from Tom Cruise to Mike Myers. Each one meant something to me, and so my aim was to choose films that made me feel like I was doing something creative, and also, each time, something different. I don't look at the whole face and go, okay, I need to do the eyes, and then I go to the lips, and then I go to, I may do very little. I may just make the skin look the feature. I may just do things like that, just delicacy, details, little shades. I just love that moment when the actor or the actress is this person. That's the magic moment. I always see a film as a big concert, and everybody plays an instrument, and it all has to be in total harmony together. In the end, hopefully, we have something where it is telling a story.
Now listen again, please. I'm a makeup designer who creates the look of the characters for a film. I come up with the ideas and the concepts and how a character is going to look. I look at the totality of the person, the hair, skin tone, who is this person going to be? So it is delicacy and a sleight of colors and details on a person's face and body. I've worked with everyone from Tom Cruise to Mike Myers. Each one meant something to me, and so my aim was to choose films that made me feel like I was doing something creative, and also, each time, something different. I don't look at the whole face and go, okay, I need to do the eyes, then I go to the lips, and then I go to... I may do very little. I may just make the skin look the feature. I may just do things like that, just delicacy, details, little shades. I just love that moment when the actor or the actress is this person. That's the magic moment. I always see a film as a big concert, and everyone plays an instrument, and it all has to be in total harmony together. In the end, hopefully, we have something where it is telling a story.
Questions. 15. What does a makeup designer do before making up a character in a film?
What kind of film can attract this makeup designer to be involved?
17. According to the makeup designer, why can a film be compared to a concert?
18-20 are based on the following passage.
Throughout our lives, we spend a lot of time and even more money engineering pleasant experiences. We book airline tickets, visit beaches, watch elephants drinking, and so on. However, the idea of making a big deal of revisiting an experience in memory sounds a little strange or simply sad. We may feel we have to dismiss them as daydreaming or thinking about nothing. Part of why we feel the need for so many new experiences may simply be that we're so bad at absorbing the ones we've had. To help us focus more on our memories, we need nothing technical. We certainly don't need a camera. Because there is a camera in our minds already, and it's always on, it takes everything we've ever seen. When we can't sleep, when there is no Wi-Fi, we should always think of going on memory journeys. Our experiences have not disappeared. We can remain in touch with so much of what made them pleasurable simply through the art of recall. We talk endlessly of virtual reality, yet we have the finest virtual reality machines already in our own heads. We can, right now, shut our eyes and travel into and stay among the very best and most comforting and life-enhancing bits of our past.
Now listen again, please. Throughout our lives, we spend a lot of time and even more money engineering pleasant experiences. We book airline tickets, visit beaches, watch elephants drinking, and so on. However, the idea of making a big deal of revisiting and experiencing memory sounds a little strange or simply sad. We may feel we have to dismiss them as daydreaming or thinking about nothing. Part of why we feel the need for so many new experiences may simply be that we are so bad at absorbing the ones we've had. To help us focus more on our memories, we need nothing technical. We certainly don't need a camera, because there is a camera in our minds already, and it's always on. It takes everything we've ever seen. When we can't sleep, when there is no Wi-Fi, we should always think of going on memory journeys. Our experiences have not disappeared. We can remain in touch with so much of what made them pleasurable simply through the art of recall. We talk endlessly of virtual reality, yet we have the finest virtual reality machines already in our own heads. We can, right now, shut our eyes and travel into and stay among the very best and most comforting and life-enhancing bits of our past.
Questions. 18. What can help us focus on our memories?
19. What benefit can past pleasant experiences bring?
20. What's the passage mainly about?
21. This is the end of listening comprehension.